Hello.
Hello, Amar?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Amar, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about you, Danny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I spoke with Ruben. He wanted me to give you a call, and I know we had sent out the docs, and I just wanted to get an idea when you guys were looking and, you know, you get funded.
Yeah, I mean, Danny, you know, this is a little steep. I mean, so we have a few options. We're going through them. I think we are interested in it. But we just want to make sure we look at the other options that are available also. And we are actually, that is also under process right now.
Right.
So give us this weekend.
Okay.
And, but we are, most likely we will move in this direction. But we just want to make sure there are some options which have a cheaper cost of money attached to it.
Sure, sure.
So we just want to make sure we explore those options also.
Right.
Oh,
I was just curious, who else are you guys like currently working with?
There is a factoring company that we're also talking to, which is a little cheaper. Our bank came back also, and they said they're willing to extend our line and all that. So based on our new numbers and stuff like that, but we still need more for the new products. We're actually considering you folks just for the new product that we are introducing, so we can get that going basically.
So, exactly, because this will start. Yeah. I know you plan. What you guys said over the next, was it 2 years, 3 years? You'd be able to be operating, you know, on your own. It's just that bump.
There's just a bump. Like when you introduce a new product, I mean, if it's an existing product, it generates its own cash flow.
Right,
so
right.
Introducing a new product, then you need an infusion in there. So that's why. Though there was one thing I think we did try to address with Ruben. I mean, what happens then is that, let's say I'm going to order soft bags, which is our new product line, and I would only need like 30% down to send as a deposit to them.
Right.
And then I would, and then the product would show up like in 90 days.
Right.
So that was the only question we had. I mean, if you could only use 30% of the funds, which is like 30% of 136,000, and we take the rest in 90 days, so we don't start paying the markup on it from day one. Is that possible?
Yeah, there's definitely different options available. I'll definitely have Ruben give you a call. He'll know a little bit more about that than me as far as the underwriting.
I think we John did speak with him, and they were like, I don't know if it was, at least I wasn't very clear. Is it all or none, or, I mean, you start small, then you refi something in 6 months or something like that?
Right. That's what I mean. We do have those programs available. I was just going to, like I said, get with Ruben, and because he knows,
I mean,
more about
that. That way we don't have to start paying. We only borrow what we need.
Right,
and
exactly.
Because the container would be about 100K or something like that, 110, something like that. So we could only borrow 36 and start paying it back. And 90 days, we can take the rest when the container shows up. And
right.
Then we can borrow that. So then we start paying at a higher rate, basically. So that was the only thing. I mean, that's something that would facilitate our decision.
Uh-huh.
If that can be done, if we can like break it up into two tranches, first tranche for 36,000 and the rest in 90 days.
Uh-huh.
And because, I mean, borrowing something that you're not going to use.
Right. It's pointless.
90 days. I mean, yeah. So
yeah.
Do you understand where I'm going?
Exactly. So you took around 36,000 you'd need immediately.
Yeah, just to place the order.
And then
it takes for them 90 days to produce it, ship it. It takes 35 days to get here. So
okay.
Then we would borrow something that we will not utilize.
Right.
Until 90 days.
Right. So you need the immediate 36. I'm just going to write down some numbers, some notes, so I can go over it with Ruben. So 36, you know, okay, right away. And then in 90 days, you would take the remainder, or you need an additional?
No, 36? Then we'll utilize the remainder then.
Okay.
The balance of 120 minus 36.
Right.
And
okay.
That way, we will start, we'll have the product in the warehouse, and we start selling, and I mean, everything becomes good. So we don't borrow that we don't need immediately.
Right, right. And there are definitely those programs available. I'll definitely get with Ruben and have him give me a call.
Yeah, give me a call. Let me know if that's possible. But tell him that we are interested.
Okay.
And, we're looking at a couple of other options, and but this is we think that every time we do a new product, we can do something like this. And Ruben did tell us that you can, if you pay up in 6 months, then we get relief on the interest also, 25% or something like that, which is good. So
correct.
We're seeing it as like every time we introduce a new product or we want to increase the volume, we can use something like this short term.
Right, exactly.
Overcome the bump as you said. I mean, this is just a bump in the road. So
correct, yeah, and it's just the way, you know, that bridge loan, if you will. And so you also said that your bank was looking to extend, you know, your line as well. Have you you know, the bank you trust, are they going to extend another 100,000, or what do you guys
do? No, about 250. So.
Oh, wow, they're almost going to double it then.
Yeah, I mean, and that will go into doubling our ice chest business.
Right.
So we'll just use it for that. And this is more for our, like, other product line that we are thinking of bringing into the mix.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Yeah,
because we are doubling our sales every quarter.
Right,
so
right.
We're going through where we really have to double our whatever we buy and stock. Mm. So that's why we need extra cash there, and we need extra cash for the new product. So.
Exactly. Okay. And then this the other company that you're working with right now, how far do they give you approvals, or are they still like in the process?
Well, we've given them the documentation. They said everything looked good. I mean, but that's more like a factoring type thing.
Right, so, and yeah, have you guys used that before?
Product. No, the first time.
Right, and that's just the difference between, you know, factoring and that is it's on your receivables, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is unsecured. So, I mean, it is, you know, definitely an option, but...
Mm-hmm. But as I said, we're leaning towards you folks, hopefully, and because we see it as overcoming the bump short term.
Right.
And once the cash flow catches up, then we can maybe return in 6 months. Or if we have another product coming online, then we can apply for a refi and take a bigger amount with a longer term and then just roll that cycle like that, as long as the cash flow supports it.
Exactly. And that's what we're, you know, looking to do, build that relationship with businesses such as yourself, need it when they use it. And like I said, we definitely have those programs available. I'll need to get with Ruben because about the documents that we did send out to you, it might be different. It'd be the same.
I mean, that will help facilitate our decision, Danny.
Okay. So I'll tell them right now. So just to work with 36,000, you're looking for the next 90 days, and then you'd use, you know, the remainder or the new. And there's the 25% discount and everything. So.
Yeah, 6 months, yeah. I mean, okay. we do need the money, but we want to be prudent about it after it's our business. We don't want to decision on it because we are in it for the long term.
So exactly.
It's not a fly-by-night thing, so we just want to do the right thing.
Correct, yeah, and this is, to help benefit the business, of course. That's what it needs to be.
Yes.
So, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll get with him. With Ruben, you'll be available all day today, or you have any meetings? Or?
Yes, I will be. Well, I have. I'm doing a couple of interviews from 1 o'clock to almost 4 o'clock. I should be available after that, or before 1 o'clock.
Or before one. Okay. All right, I'll get with him and see when Ruben will be available to give you a ring, and we'll get something going for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Amar. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye bye.